The winds of change are blowing at Toyota. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here now with his weekly check-in. And you say in your column today, some changes at the top ranks at Toyota are offering some powerful symbolism. What's happening?
Yeah, for the first time, they are elevating some Americans into some very key positions. They've already got a single American, Mark Hogan from General Motors, has been a director on their board for several years now. But they've announced as of April 1st that a former GM executive, Julie Hamp, is going to be their chief communications officer worldwide. They are elevating a Frenchman to executive vice president and to the a seat on the board. And for the first time, an American will be the chief legal officer for the company, based both in the U.S. and in Japan. These are, I think, very significant moves by Toyota, which has really been a truly Japanese company, despite the fact that they spent a lot of time trying to convince people that they were an American company, when in fact they really were not, in terms of the way they were managed, nor the way they were obviously owned and controlled. But this is very significant, and I think you see this happening in other companies as well in the industry, where you're getting a much more of an internationalization of the top leadership at very high levels. General Motors has done this as well.
Yeah, you say, you know, finally you're seeing companies acknowledging reality. Give us a sense of some of these faces and who these folks are.
At Toyota?
Well, we talked about Toyota, but I know General Motors. We've got
At GM, for example, you've got the person that heads their Opel operations in Europe is a German that came from Volkswagen. The guy that heads their international operations in Asia is also a German who worked for a long time at Volkswagen and also at Volvo. The new global head of Cadillac is South African and spent a lot of years in the German auto industry at Audi particularly, and is credited with really bringing Audi back in the United States, among other things. And I just think what's happening here is there's a recognition that you need, if you're going to compete globally, you need people who have truly global experience in different perspectives. What's even more important here is they're not just putting them in jobs, they're putting them in leadership positions where they can affect corporate strategy at the board level or total global positioning. And I think it's very significant, and it's a step that Toyota is really trying to align management of the company with where they're doing business.
Now, we certainly have seen this at Chrysler because of the marriage with Fiat. Are we seeing the same thing happening at Ford?
Yeah, to a lesser extent, I think. You know, Ford has a long history of having British executives in high ranks, and they still have some of that. But I think as I look at some of that, I think you have a little bit less of that. It's a little bit different culture. GM has been very aggressive about it, and particularly so after coming out of bankruptcy. They had some problem spots they had to deal with, and they've dealt with them by going out and essentially pursuing what you might call the best available athlete strategy.
As you point out in your piece today, it is that crisis moment, whether it's the bankruptcy for GM or certainly with Toyota's sudden acceleration crisis, that kind of pushes you into new fields, doesn't it?
It can, but I think there's also a recognition here. I mean, let's be honest. There's a recognition here that you have a whole generation of particularly women that have matured up through the ranks of the last 25 years and are now ready for prime time, and they've earned it. And Julie Hamp is a good example of that. Mary Barr at General Motors is a good example of that. There are a number of other women in very senior positions at GM. About a third of their officers are women. It's just different, and it reflects the market we operate in today. It's not just a bunch of men that are buying cars and trucks around the world. And women are very involved in that. They influence purchase decisions, and they make purchase decisions. And I think the companies have finally wised up to that, and their leadership, both in management and the board level, reflects that.
New faces at the executive head tables. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. As always, thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.